just going to swab around the inside of your mouth for about 20 seconds.
Okay.
Once you're done with that, it goes in the tube and we're all done.
Very good. I think even I can do that.
Carper took his own coronavirus test at Delaware Technical Community College in Georgetown to show just how easy it was. Free saliva-based testing events where symptoms aren't required are held throughout the state each week. Carper also discussed the economic effects of the pandemic. The extra $600 a week in federal unemployment assistance has now run out, and so far, there isn't anything on the table that both sides of the aisle can agree on. Carper says he's advocating for a new way of dispersing federal benefits. Tie the system to the state's unemployment rate.
But there should be some correlation between how high is the unemployment in a state and how much the unemployment compensation would be. It shouldn't just be flat across the states. If you have 16% unemployment or 6% unemployed, the amount would be the same. That doesn't make much sense to me. The unemployment benefits should reflect and be correlated with the level of unemployment in a state.
The Senate is expected to reconvene September 8th unless they can come to an agreement on a coronavirus relief bill before then. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.